The state Senate has approved the plan to spend $1 billion on a Major League Baseball stadium. Taylor Morgan from KSL at Night has been up on the Hill following this very closely through the week. And Taylor, let me speak for half of Salt Lake Valley, okay? I would love to see the Giants or the Yankees come in here and play a Major League Baseball game. But why are we spending $1 billion in taxpayer money to do it?
Great question, Jeff. I think I have the answer for you. Look, this was a real home run, forgive the pun, hit by Big League Utah, the Miller family, and Utah leaders that are working hard to bring an expansion MLB team to Utah. We know that Salt Lake City is at the very top of the list alongside Nashville, Tennessee, as the two leading cities in consideration to get a Major League Baseball expansion team. So today, House Bill 562, also known as the baseball bill, finally passed the Senate and is now going to the governor. What this bill does, Jeff, is it sets up a new Utah Fair Park Area Investment and Restoration District. It's going to be called the Power District, right? This is the very ugly, wasteful piece of land that is over there by I-80 on the west side of I-15. There's nothing there. No one is putting money into it. Well, the Miller family has come forward and offered to put in $3.5 billion of their own money to not only help build the stadium, Jeff, but to revitalize that entire district. It's going to be a huge contributor to the economy. Now, last week, the baseball bill ran into a bit of opposition because there were some concerns from other parts of the state, southern Utah and elsewhere. They didn't like the fact that originally this was going to be paid for with the transient room tax, with a $1.50 tax on every night of a hotel stay, right? They were concerned that why would visitors in southern Utah, why should they be paying for a baseball stadium up in Salt Lake City? So the bill was completely revamped, Jeff. It's totally overhauled over the weekend.
Wait, did they have their ducks lined up? I mean, they went into the legislative session, and you would think they would have gotten all the support they need from all the interested parties to make sure they can ram this through. It didn't happen that way.
Yeah, and I'm not sure exactly why that happened, Jeff. It was a little bit surprising, frankly, the timing and the way that this came out. I would have expected it all to be a lot better organized and orchestrated, but anyway, fast forward, the bill was revamped. They got rid of the hotel tax to help pay for it. Instead, there will only be a small charge on rental cars. And now the Power District will be a special tax district. So sales taxes from within that new district and also property taxes from the increased values in that district that will go up after all this investment, that is what will pay for it. And Jeff, it's $900 million of public dollars. Millers are putting in $3.5 billion. And at the end of the day, Utah owns the stadium. I think it's a great deal for taxpayers, and we don't pay a penny of it unless we're guaranteed to get an expansion team, Jeff.
Okay, sometimes these things don't work out exactly the way they're planned. Are they acknowledging this on Capitol Hill?
Yeah.
We've seen countless stadiums built across the country where it turns into a mess.
Jeff, this is just, I think, the very first iteration of what this will look like. Legislators have been clear that they intend to work on this over the interim and in future sessions. We have some time to get it right, but Jeff, I have to share with your listeners one of the really interesting things that was included in the bill that is law now. The name of the baseball team will have to have Utah included in the team name.
As opposed to Salt Lake City.
Correct. That is in the bill.
Utah blank.
Utah something.
We will fill in the blank eventually.